We are on the line with Dan Zerbe. He is on Reg Bry. Well, Dan, when I got to work about 3 hours ago, temperatures were in the mid-50s. How are things where you're at?
I think that we're talking about a high of 75 degrees today, and you can almost just feel the people celebrating after day one and day two how nice it's going to be.
That is going to be great. So what does today hold for you today, Dan?
Well, we're on our way to, Nevada's going to be our lunchtime. We're on our way to Marshalltown. So it's a longer ride, not our longest of the week. But we're going to be rolling through Gilbert, Iowa. We're leaving Boone. I'm actually standing at the Boone Municipal Airport entrance right now. We had a friend that had some issues this morning and saw a mechanic, so we were a little bit slow to ride. But we're riding to Gilbert, and then we'll be in Nevada for our lunch town. And then after lunch, we're going to go to Colo and State Center before we end up in Nevada. 68 miles today and about 1,800 feet of climb. So not a real, real challenging day, especially with the weather. And people, I think, are very, very appreciative of the reprieve from the weather.
What's interesting about Reg Bry is you go through various sized communities. Small town, as you mentioned, Marshalltown, a community about the size of Clinton. So what's it like when you go from a small town to a medium-sized community to a little bit bigger town?
Well, the bigger towns have more of their own amenities and resources and are less reliant on the traveling support, the vendors and the porta potties and all those things. The larger cities just have better resources available. But as far as our camp and where we stay with the Riverbend Bike Club out of Clinton, the amenities are pretty consistent. They do a nice job. They have a shower trailer that's air conditioned with a full, you know, bathroom suite on it. And it's really a nice accommodation for the week. They do a good job for us hauling our bags and making things very easy, having coolers full of beverages. So there's some of it that does not change from week to week, probably my favorite part about this larger cities is you have a few more restaurant options that aren't the vendors. And because there's more restaurants, they're not so burdened and the lines aren't so long. So you can get a really nice meal at a local restaurant, support the local businesses, along the route, and don't have to wait all afternoon to do so. Some of the smaller towns, maybe if you want to support the local vendors, it might just take a little longer to do so.
You bring up an interesting aspect. You talk about your support group. I would imagine that is almost vital for you guys on the ride.
You know, I've done it a lot of different ways now. My first year, I rode with the Quad City Bike Club charter service. They've now merged their charter with the Riverbend out of Clinton. And so I'm back with the people that I started with. And if you recall, there was a few years in the middle where we had a driver named Garth Huter that was absolutely awesome. And he would haul my truck and support about 7 or 8 of us and find us camping spots. But that group just kind of fizzled and it didn't have its legs. And so we decided to go back to the charter. And with my son along this year, it's really just been a great option for us.
How is your son doing?
He's amazing. He rides very strong. I'm constantly impressed. I just couldn't be more proud. It's so fun to have this experience and get him to watch and see the experiences, and he's laughing at me while he's laughing with me at some points. And I'm sure he's making fun of me a little bit for falling behind a couple times. He knows I wasn't trained as well as I could have been, so he's laughing with me.
What a great experience for this young man, though. I mean, this is something, you know, he's going to treasure for a while, especially with an opportunity to go with you.
I think so. I mean, he's already talking about next year after day three. So maybe we got the hooks in him, and he'll be a Reg Bry commit like me. I feel like I'm pretty well committed to doing this as long as I'm physically able. I just really enjoy it. But it's not without its challenge and its burden. You know, there's a lot of people that are sick this week and the last week. I don't know if I'm sure you're aware there's been some illnesses going around. We had some that were going to come with us that held off. Mariah Savaka just showed up, I think today, last night maybe. She took a couple days extra to recover from being sick last week. And this morning, as we were getting ready to get on the road, she shouted at me as she rode by, and I was just so happy to see her here. Really cool to, you know, see people from home and you know, getting their experience and getting their fun. So I just love it all around. I love introducing new people to this that haven't done it before and trying to support them and help them be successful. And that success comes. It does give me a little bit of pride.
And finally, you do such a great job with these reports for us. We appreciate that. Here it is now. It's midweek. So, I mean, you're starting to feel the downhill part of RAGBRAI as we get toward Thursday and Friday?
I don't know that that's hit quite yet. I think that we do feel like we got over the hump because of the weather and because of the longer and more challenging first 2 days. I don't know that it was so much a midweek hump as it was getting past the first 2 days. I think everybody kind of had that. Everybody I've talked to has had that on their calendar. Survive day one, survive day two, and then enjoy the rest of RAGBRAI. Just because the weather and everything lined up against us a little bit. And, you know, I think I talked yesterday morning a little bit, like we had hit that point where it was going to be easy now because we got past day one and day two. Well, guess what? You get a shorter, less hilly day, and then the wind's blowing in your face 20 to 25 miles an hour, and you almost wish you were climbing hills again. So, you know, RAGBRAI has a way of getting you and making you work for it every single time. Last year, I remember thinking it was the shortest route ever, and it's going to be easy, and it's a good year to maybe take a little more relaxed approach. And we had wind all week, or at least the first half of the week, so it teaches you a lesson or two.
Well, again, we appreciate your updates. We will talk to you tomorrow. Enjoy today, Dan.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.